Ciao, sono Mark e oggi ho una notizia. We have some fantastic news for Italian learners. Starting February 2024, our Coffee Break Italian Masterclass is a brand new way to help you take your Italian to the next level. Aimed at intermediate Italian speakers who want to move on to an advanced level, the masterclass covers advanced topics such as pronouns, the conditional perfect, the passive voice, subjunctive structures, and much more, and it ultimately helps you sound more Italian. It's a six-month coaching course with a different module covered each month, and it starts on the 1st of February. The lessons are self-access, so you can work through each module and benefit from feedback and support from our wonderful masterclass tutors, Francesca and Maurizio. Imagine building your fluency with the Coffee Break Italian team over the next 6 months. Does this sound fantastico? Search today for Coffee Break Italian Masterclass or visit coffeebreaklanguages.com/Italian and join the class of February 2024. Places are limited and we're starting soon. Allora, cosa aspetti? Ci vediamo alla masterclass.
When everyone's on the same page, getting things done at work is easy. No matter what you do or what industry you're in, how you communicate is key. Everything you type is equally important to collaboration, and Grammarly can help. Think of it as your AI writing partner, empowering you to communicate effectively and efficiently so you can make a bigger impact in the workplace. 96% of Grammarly users say it helps them craft more impactful writing. And as the gold standard of responsible AI, Grammarly is your secure AI writing partner that allows your team to make their point and move faster. By understanding your writing in context, Grammarly provides relevant, personalized suggestions. And with tone suggestions, you can navigate even the most difficult work conversations. You can also save time from spending hours editing drafts to just seconds with one click. Sign up and download Grammarly for free at grammarly.com/podcast. That's grammarly.com/podcast. Easier said, done.
Sometimes the transition to fall and winter feels like experiencing every season on the same day. The shoes in the Allbirds Mizzle collection were made for misty morning walks, surprise snow days, and anything a trip to the dog park might bring. The whole collection brings together water-repellent technology and classic style, so you can stay warm, dry, and comfy during your everyday adventures. Check off your errands with the Wool Runner Mizzle. Dash through cold and wet weather with the Wool Dasher Mizzle. Or upgrade to next-level protection with the Wool Runner Up Mizzle Plus. Go to allbirds.com and use code FRESHSOCKS for a free pair of socks with your purchase. ALLBIRDS.com, code FRESHSOCKS.
Coffee Break Italian, Season 1, Lesson 2. Ciao! Welcome back to Coffee Break Italian. My name is Mark.
Ciao, sono Francesca.
Hi everyone, I'm Katie and I'm here to learn Italian with you all.
And we are really pleased to be back here with you. And first of all, before we do anything else, I'd really like to say thank you, grazie, for all your very positive comments this week that you've left on the website, on Facebook and on Twitter. Grazie, grazie molto.
Grazie mille.
It's really good to know that you've enjoyed the first episode.
In this lesson, we're going to be going further with greetings and learning some more greetings for different parts of the day. However, before we do that, it's time to review what we learned last time. Let's get started with the lesson. Cominciamo! Okay, for this review, over to Francesca.
Molto bene. So, let's review now some of the words we learned in lesson one. Let's start with the word for hi. Katie, can you remember how to say hi in Italian?
And just before Katie answers that question, we'll leave some space for our listeners. So how do you say hi in Italian?
Katie, how do you say hi in Italian?
Ciao.
Molto bene. And what about bye?
It's the same. Ciao.
Perfetto. And can you remember how to say how are you in Italian?
Come stai?
Molto bene. And how can you reply to that question, let's say, if you are feeling well?
In that case, it would be sto bene.
Bravissima. And what if you're feeling not too well?
Sto male.
Fantastico.
Francesca, before we move on, I've got a question about how to say how are you.
Mm-hmm.
Is it better to say come or come? How do you pronounce the O?
You can pronounce it in both ways, come or come, and it varies depending where you are in Italy. So it's a regional thing, let's say. But don't worry, Katie. Any Italian speaker would understand you no matter what you say.
Great. Okay, that's fine. Thank you.
Perfetto. Okay, I hope that has been a useful review of the words and phrases we learned last time. Let's get on with today's lesson, and we're going to learn some phrases for greetings at different times of the day. We can all say hello or hi with ciao. But now let's try and think about the words and phrases that you use at different times of the day. To begin with, we're going to learn one that can be used pretty much the whole day, at least until the evening. And that's the word buongiorno. Listen again. Buongiorno. Katie, can you try saying buongiorno?
Buongiorno.
It literally means good day. The word for a day is un giorno. So good day is buongiorno.
Buongiorno.
Now, when it gets to the evening, we change that slightly and we say good evening. Buona sera.
Buona sera.
Try that again. Buona sera.
Buonasera.
Now, did you notice what happened there with buongiorno and then buonasera?
You changed buon to buona?
That's right, because sera is a feminine word and giorno is a masculine word. So we say buongiorno, but buonasera.
Buonasera.
And literally it means good evening. Buonasera.
Buonasera.
And at night time, when it's time to say good night, we use buona again, but this time we say the word for night. Buonanotte.
Buonanotte.
Now, again, with that double T sound in there, try to bounce on it. Buonanotte.
Buonanotte.
Let's go through these three phrases again with Francesca. So to begin with, good day or good morning.
Buongiorno.
Buongiorno.
Good evening.
Buonasera.
Buonasera.
And good night.
Buonanotte.
Buonanotte.
Excellent. Now, with that sera, again, that's similar to come or come stai. You can say buonasera or buonasera, where there's a slightly different sound in the E. Francesca, how would you normally say good evening?
I would normally say buonasera because I come from the northwest of Italy. But if you go elsewhere in Italy, you could hear buonasera. But again, as we said before, all Italians would understand you. So don't really worry about that.
Esatto. Okay, so don't worry about buonasera, buonasera. They will be understood no matter where you are.
Mark, is there a word for saying afternoon? How do you say good afternoon in Italian?
There is a word for afternoon. It's pomeriggio.
Pomeriggio.
And you could theoretically say buon pomeriggio. It's a masculine word, so we use buon. Buon pomeriggio.
Buon pomeriggio.
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 However, I would probably guess that most Italians wouldn't use that. Would that be correct, Francesca?
Yes, you're right, Mark. Very often we tend to say just buongiorno, even if it's the afternoon, or sometimes buonasera, depending on the regions again.
So when would buonasera start? Normally, what time would you start saying buonasera?
Well, there isn't a precise moment. Some people would say buonasera just after lunch, and some other people late in the evening. So it really depends on the region and the time of the year.
but probably you're safest going with buongiorno until it's dark.
Yes, that always works.
Excellent. Now, the other thing that we're going to cover today is how to introduce yourself and say your name. For example, I would say, mi chiamo Mark. Listen again, mi chiamo Mark. Katie, how would you say, my name is Katie?
Mi chiamo Katie.
That's right. Mi chiamo.
Mi chiamo.
And it's quite a tricky sound in there. Chiamo, chiamo.
Chiamo.
Mi chiamo.
Mi chiamo.
Mi chiamo Mark.
Mi chiamo Katie.
And if you can say, my name is, then you also should be able to ask, what is your name? And we're going to use a word that we've already heard, and that word is come. Come ti chiami?
Come ti chiami?
So notice the change there in the verb chiamo. I say mi chiamo, but come ti chiami?
Come ti chiami?
So now I can ask you, what is your name? Come ti chiami?
Mi chiamo Katie. Come ti chiami?
Mi chiamo Mark. Now, Katie, you've studied French and Spanish, haven't you?
I have.
And I'm sure lots of our listeners have studied other languages too. And if that's the case, you'll already be aware that there are sometimes different ways to address people. We've been using the question, come ti chiami? Meaning, what are you called or what is your name? And that is the way you would ask the question informally. Now, of course, if we are asking someone what is your name, the chances are we don't know them. So maybe we should be a little more formal with them. And in that case, we can use the formal version of the question. And that is, come si chiama?
Come si chiama?
Come si chiama?
Come si chiama?
Now let's listen to the difference between those two questions. Informal, come ti chiami?
Come ti chiami?
And formal, come si chiama?
Come si chiama?
So the T becomes si and chiami becomes chiama. Come si chiama?
Come si chiama?
So, for example, if you were asking a child, what are you called? What is your name? Then you could say, come ti chiami? But if you were asking an adult that you don't know, what is your name, which is perhaps a more likely situation, then you would use the phrase, come si chiama?
Come si chiama?
Of course, the answer each time is the same. Mi chiamo Mark.
Mi chiamo Katie. So are there always informal and formal versions of a question? I'm thinking, come stai, is that informal or formal?
Exactly. Come stai is informal. It's quite an informal question when you're asking, how are you? Come stai? However, there is a formal version of that question too. And it's very easy. It's come sta?
Come sta?
So you're asking the question, how are you? Talking to someone that you don't know. Come sta?
Come sta?
Now, don't worry too much about this if you're just learning Italian and you are using the wrong form. If you use the informal form when you should be using the formal form, don't worry. You will still be understood and you won't cause major offence. Is that right, Francesca? È vero, Francesca?
Sì, è vero. Well, if it's obvious that you're learning Italian, Italians would be delighted to hear that you're making an effort. So don't worry too much as a beginner if you're using the formal or informal in the right way. Although when you progress with the language, it will be important to make sure and get the formality right.
For example, we've already learned the word hello as ciao, but you probably wouldn't say ciao if you were meeting someone important. In that case, you would be more likely to say...
You would be more likely to say buongiorno.
Mark, in English you can say I'm Katie, or indeed in French and Spanish. Can you do that in Italian?
You can indeed. The word you need is sono.
Sono.
So I would say I'm Mark, sono Mark. And you would say?
Sono Katie.
Perfetto. Okay, we're going to take a short break there and we'll be back in just a moment.
Here's
Here at Coffee Break Italian, we want to help you turn your downtime into do time. Vuoi fare un po' di pratica? Join us on Facebook 3 times a week and put your Italian to work with our language challenges and cultural insights. As they say, practice makes perfect, or in Italiano, la pratica rende perfetti. Head over to facebook.com/coffeebreakitalian. A presto allora!
This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
In the market for investment-worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry, Rebag is the answer. Rebag is a luxury resale platform where each piece is carefully inspected by experts to ensure quality and authenticity. Use Rebag to buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Louis Vuitton, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com to get 10% off your first purchase with code REBAG10. Shop today at Rebag.com. That's REBAG.com. And use promo code REBAG10 for 10% off your first purchase.
Okay, let's get on with the lesson. Okay, what we're going to do now is have a little listen to a couple of conversations. And these conversations are going to be situations that are either informal or formal. So at the informal one, we're at a party and you're going to be listening to two people introducing themselves at this party. And in the formal one, that's going to be more of a business get-together, a networking event. And again, two people will be introducing themselves. And it's over to you, Katie, and of course our listeners, to see how much you understand of these conversations. Okay, Francesca, cominciamo.
Cominciamo.
Conversazione numero uno. Ciao.
Ciao, come stai?
Sto bene, e tu?
Anch'io sto bene. Come ti chiami?
Mi chiamo Giorgio.
Piacere, mi chiamo Laura.
Let's listen to that conversation one more time. Ciao.
Ciao, come stai?
Sto bene, e tu?
Anch'io sto bene. Come ti chiami?
Mi chiamo Giorgio.
Piacere, io mi chiamo Laura.
So there were a few things there I wasn't too sure of. I didn't understand one or two things.
Okay. Perhaps the first one was when I said, sto bene, e tu? And Francesca, playing the part of Laura, you said?
Uh-huh. E I said, anch'io sto bene.
So if I said, sto bene, and then Francesca or Laura is also saying, sto bene, then that word in there was?
Anch'io.
That means literally, also I. Also I am well. Anch'io sto bene. I'm well too.
Okay.
Try saying that. Anch'io.
Anch'io.
So I'm well too would be anch'io sto bene.
Anch'io sto bene.
Good. Now there was another word we used in there and it's a lovely word. The word is?
Piacere.
It's a very nice word. It means literally pleasure. So it's like saying it's nice to meet you. And you can use this in every situation, both formal and informal. So try saying this word again. Piacere.
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 Okay, so it's a pleasure. Piacere.
Piacere.
Okay, let's have a listen now to our second conversation. And of course, this one is happening at our business networking function, so things are a little more formal.
Buongiorno.
Buongiorno. Come sta?
Sto molto bene. E lei? Come sta?
Sto benissimo. Come si chiama?
Sono Alessandra Pieroni. E lei? Come si chiama?
Mi chiamo Giacomo Moretti.
Piacere.
Piacere mio. Let's listen again.
Buongiorno.
Buongiorno, come sta?
Sto molto bene. E lei? Come sta?
Sto benissimo. Come si chiama?
Sono Alessandra Pieroni. E lei? Come si chiama?
Mi chiamo Giacomo Moretti.
Piacere.
Piacere mio.
Oh, you're testing us today. I think there were more new words in that conversation.
There were a couple of new words in there. For example, when Francesca, playing the part this time of Alessandra Pieroni, when Francesca said, sto molto bene, then she wanted to ask me how I am. She said, and you, how are you? Now, we've already heard, e tu? But this time, Francesca said,
e lei, come sta?
So this is the formal version of e tu, and you. E lei.
E lei.
E lei, come sta?
E lei, come sta?
So that's just like turning the question around to another person. Rather than saying e tu in the informal, you would say e lei in the formal. Now, you also heard a nice ending to this conversation when Francesca or Alessandra said, it's a pleasure to meet you.
Piacere.
Then Giacomo Moretti responded, piacere mio. Now, that means it's my pleasure. The pleasure is all mine. So let's try that again.
Piacere.
Piacere mio.
Piacere mio.
So literally, my pleasure. Piacere mio.
Piacere mio.
Okay, that's almost all for this lesson. However, before we finish, we need to review all the words and phrases that we've learned in this lesson. So just as we did last time, I'll say the English, Francesca, you'll say the Italian. We'll leave you all some time to repeat these words, and then it's over to you, Katie, to try these words and phrases. Okay?
Okay.
Va bene?
Benissimo.
Okay, let's start with good morning or good day.
Buongiorno.
Buongiorno.
Then the phrase for good evening.
Buonasera.
Buonasera.
And we also had good night.
Buonanotte.
Buonanotte.
Now, there was one other expression that is maybe not used so much in Italy, but you could say good afternoon.
Buon pomeriggio.
Buon pomeriggio.
Okay, so much for the greetings. We also learned to ask, what is your name? Informal version is...
Come ti chiami?
Come ti chiami?
The formal version of what is your name is...
Come si chiama?
Come si chiama?
And then, I'm called or my name is...
Mi chiamo Francesca.
Mi chiamo Katie.
And the phrase for pleased to meet you was?
Piacere.
Piacere.
Excellent. Now, there is one other word that we're going to learn in this lesson, and that is the word for goodbye. You already know that we can use the informal word ciao to say goodbye. However, there is a proper word for goodbye, and it is arrivederci. Francesca, let's hear the proper pronunciation of this.
Arrivederci.
Katie?
Arrivederci.
And this literally means until we see each other again. And this time we'll be using that word when we come to say goodbye. Before we do so, however, we need to remind you that you can head over to coffeebreakitalian.com to find out more about how you can benefit from these lessons.
And why not join us on Facebook to practice even more at facebook.com/coffeebreakitalian.
And if you are on Twitter, we are at Learn Italian.
Perfetto. Now it really is time to use that word that we learned there for goodbye. Can you remember what it is? Katie?
Arrivederci.
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 This is a production of the Radiolingua Network. Find out more at radiolingua.com.
When everyone's on the same page, getting things done at work is easy. No matter what you do or what industry you're in, how you communicate is key. Everything you type is equally important to collaboration, and Grammarly can help. Think of it as your AI writing partner, empowering you to communicate effectively and efficiently so you can make a bigger impact in the workplace. 96% of Grammarly users say it helps them craft more impactful writing. And as the gold standard of responsible AI, Grammarly is your secure AI writing partner that allows your team to make their point and move faster. By understanding your writing in context, Grammarly provides relevant, personalized suggestions. And with tone suggestions, you can navigate even the most difficult work conversations. You can also save time from spending hours editing drafts to just seconds with one click. Sign up and download Grammarly for free at grammarly.com/podcast. That's grammarly.com/podcast. Easier said, done.
When you make decisions for your company, you look for the no-brainers. If you have a lot of mailing to do, Stamps.com is the ultimate no-brainer. Use the Stamps.com mobile app to mail everything you need to keep your business running with up to 89% off USPS and UPS. Make the same no-brainer decision as over 1 million other businesses with Stamps.com. Use code PROGRAM for a special offer. That's Stamps.com, code PROGRAM.